Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Tuesday, November 22. Coming up, Finance Minister welcomes improved rating by Moody's, renovation of Appleton Estate expected to boost tourist arrivals, and Marcus Garvey Museum reopens in downtown Kingston. The details after this message.
Apply for PICA services during the Civil Service Week Expo in Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can apply for next day, 3-day and 7-day passport service, unconditional landing and extension of stay, as well as Jamaican citizenship. No cash. Only debit and credit cards or manager's check will be accepted. Come visit the PICA booth at Emancipation Park on Tuesday, November 22 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Now the news. Finance Minister Audie Shaw is welcoming the decision by Moody's Investors Service to upgrade Jamaica's economic outlook from positive to stable. Mr. Shaw says the upgrade represents an endorsement of the continued progress made by Jamaica in sound economic management and reduction of its public debt. He adds that the government remains firmly committed to fiscal consolidation aimed at further reducing its public debt burden. In a press release on Monday, Moody's Investors Service outlined that it was upgrading Jamaica's sovereign senior unsecured rating and provisional shelf ratings from CAA2 to B3. It would also revise its economic outlook for Jamaica from positive to stable. The rating agents outlined that Jamaica has relatively strong institutions compared with similarly rated sovereigns. The stable outlook assigned to the B3 rating reflects a balance of risks associated with a high debt and Jamaica's high susceptibility to external shocks, particularly natural disasters. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the nearly $1 billion renovation work to be carried out at the Appleton Estate rum attraction in Silo, St. Elizabeth, will significantly boost tourism arrivals on the south coast. Minister Bartlett says the project, which will include a first-class restaurant showcasing the finest in Jamaican cuisine, will enable the facility to become the centerpiece of the ministry's gastro-tourism push. The investment by J. Ray & Nephew and its parent company Grupo Campari could bring in excess of 200,000 visitors to the attraction annually, creating employment and revenue opportunities for residents. The Marcus Mazaya Garvey Multimedia Museum at Liberty Hall, downtown Kingston, has been renovated at a cost of $13.6 million. The repository of Garvey's life and work, officially opened on November 17, features interactive exhibits, improved graphics, and other technology updates. Culture Minister Olivia Grange, in a speech read by Board Chairman of the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Lalita Davis Mattis, said it was important to promote Garvey's lessons of pride in country and self in order to encourage national development.
Activism, in an effort to build pride and love for country, begins with not only understanding the importance of Garvey's ideology on black emancipation, but also promoting cultural retention of these ideas to promote successful national development in which every Jamaican is grounded in his or her particular identity.
Financed by the Tourism Enhancement Fund, the museum was redesigned by a Chicago-based company, Art on the Loose. And Senior Director of Technical Services in the Ministry of Tourism, David Dobson, says the newly refurbished Marcus Garvey Multimedia Museum will provide a facility for the education, entertainment, and enrichment of the people of Jamaica and visitors. Mr. Dobson says the museum, upgraded with new equipment, will help to enhance the authentic brand Jamaica image that tourists look for.
It is sites like Liberty Hall that tourists are interestingly seeking to visit as they search for a more authentic Jamaican experience. We regard this as diversity. That is very important as we seek to drive revenue earnings while we continue our efforts at increasing visitor arrivals. It is important that we preserve Garvey's significant contribution for generations to come.
Mr. Dobson, who represented Tourism Minister Edmund Bardet at the recent reopening of the museum, said the renovations will help to bring Garvey's history to life and engage patrons in new and exciting ways. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.